The interesting thing for me in my work is how easy it is to commit atrocities.
That's artist Carol Walker speaking more than a decade ago at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art.
I mean, that's actually kind of what the work is about. It's just like, if a girl like me can think this stuff, then what? So I have an uneasy relationship with my own imagination. At the same time, I'd rather make the work than hold it all inside and get strange.
That unease and the atrocity Carol Walker was talking about more than a decade ago, they're still in her work today. Walker's latest exhibit opened recently at the Sycama Jenkins & Company Gallery here in New York City. Rebecca Carroll is WNYC's editor of special projects. She was at the opening, and she joined me in the studio to talk about who Carol Walker is and why controversy seems to trail her in everything she does.
Carol Walker is a contemporary Black woman artist who rose to fame in the late 90s with her sort of silhouette images of antebellum figures like slaves, slave masters, Uncle Toms, Mamies. She was awarded the MacArthur Genius Grant in the late 90s, and since then has sort of continued her ascent into the art world.
What's typically in her images that has made her, frankly, very controversial and the focus of so much attention since she rose in fame?
So her images are almost always ferociously violent. There's always an element of sexuality, often incest, rape. It's really about the kind of warring ideals and the set of rules that was going on in Reconstruction and slavery. And so it's both how Black and white people interacted during that time, and the way that they interacted during that time were almost always violent.
Now, Rebecca, you clearly have an appreciation for Carol Walker's work, and a lot of people do. But the controversy that has followed her throughout her career has come from other Black artists. There have been entire campaigns from fellow Black artists against her work. Why?
Most notably, the veteran Black artist Betty Saar launched a letter-writing campaign against Walker in the late 90s, following that first big exhibit, saying that it was, you know, salacious and violent and negative. And I think that Saar felt kind of betrayed in a way as a fellow Black woman artist, because we have, if we're given opportunities to reflect, to represent, to explore our culture and our history, the argument is that it should feel empowered, right? That is the expectation. And I recognize and I understand that controversy and that feeling of, why are you subjugating Black women again and again and again in this way? Do we really need to see this, you know, do we really need to see this over and over? But I also think that it's a more traditional way of looking at what it means to create as a Black woman artist.
So you took a trip to Carol Walker's show, and you took along a young Black essayist who's new on the scene and a friend of yours I know named Ashley Ford. Ashley writes about art and culture and gender and race, and was new to Carol Walker, I think. Hadn't really heard much about her or seen too much of her work, but the two of you went on to the show and you brought a microphone along, which is a good thing. So let's listen.
My eyes first went to the trowel, digging a grave.
The way the tree has no fruit, no leaves. It's a barren tree holding up all of these like images that to me are just like, oh, wow. Like, look what this tree has to bear. And it looks like it's like sacrificed its fruit to hold it all. And this kid with like the KKK, like the sheet over his head is cutting at it. The fact that he's cutting the branch that holds him up is, whew.
Yeah. But also, you know, we look at this idea of negative images or salacious images, or, I mean, I don't know what it is that makes me feel like there's so much love put into this work, if only because of the, you know, the sheer amount of detail. I mean, how do you spend that kind of time creating that kind of detail? I mean, look at these boys' eyes over here and the shape of his lips without feeling love.
How did a young black woman who was brand new to Kara Walker, maybe not party to all the controversy for all those many years, take in this show?
It was deep. She really had had an experience. I mean, the one thing I will point out is that we didn't look at the titles of the pieces before we saw it, which made it so much more interesting because it didn't bias at all how we felt about it. But what was kind of oddly gratifying is that the way that we talked about the pieces, then we went back and looked at the titles, and they were all sort of like, oh, that's exactly what was going on in those pieces. I think that she, you know, had a real experience, which was great to watch.
Kara Walker herself has said she's not doing interviews around this new show. She seems a little bit sick of all that type of attention, but she has released a statement. What has she said about all of this?
Pretty much exactly that, that she's tired of being the chosen token black woman artist with all the answers to race and racism in America. You know, she's an artist. She is a black woman. She is someone who spends an inordinate amount of time with the work that she creates. And I think that that's really all she wants to do. But when you see the exhibit, or at least from what I took away from it, is that it's not that she is someone who's tired of standing up. It's she's someone who has redefined what it means to stand up. She's someone who has redefined what activism is. This was a call to arms for her. This exhibit is draped with politics and activism and reactivism and what we are living in right now.
Rebecca, talk a little bit about what you think the deeper message of this work in the world right now, in this political moment, is.
There is such a feeling of chaos. And as Walker said in her statement, this feeling of being under threat, if you are black or brown, female, there is a sense that if we don't escalate our emotions and our thoughts and our ideas to this fever pitch, that it will somehow, you know, it will somehow be excavated. So I think that what's so critical, you can't unsee these pieces. And what they say is, we are still, certainly black women, black people, black America, living still in the shadow of slavery, living firmly in a body of racist ideology, and that we have to keep creating.
Rebecca Carroll, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
Rebecca Carroll is editor for special projects at WNYC. You can see photos from Kara Walker's latest exhibit on our website at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.